This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
We were at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal with, it was just me and Mike O'Malley. And we had gone solo and just ran into each other there. So that was nice, just to have someone to kind of like go around with.
Yeah, exactly. When you get too scared.
And warn about the ghosts that are coming and all that stuff.
Yes, so
you take turns going ahead, and then the other person comes in, and before they come in, and you say, okay, so this guy, he's a ghost, he's going to come out of here. Mm-hmm. But they have all the mazes for the different shows and stuff. The Orville maze is really, really scary.
Well, that sounds very scary to me because... Just the idea of having to captain a ship with your ex-wife as your first mate.
So they debrief you when you show up, and you are Captain Ed Mercer, your ex-wife Kelly Lawson, I want to say, is like when you show up in the maze, they're like, "Here's your ex-wife," and you're
so she's with you going through the maze, which is what's happening to him. Yes. He's going on these missions that are incredibly intense, incredibly scary. And the only person he can rely on is a person who committed the ultimate betrayal, which is fucking like a crazy alien.
Yes. And Bordas is there. All the ghosts are Bordas.
Oh.
But he's like surprising you, but he is your friend. So he's surprising you with like food and treats and stuff. But when you first see him, it is always very scary.
I know it wouldn't fit, but you know what I wish was in that maze? One of these porgs.
Yeah.
Are these cute, these porgs?
It would fit. They could have put some porgs.
Well, they're in space. They live in space,
yes,
right?
They
and so does the Orville.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm getting you off track.
Me, myself, and I maze was really scary.
Mm. Fear has a new address, and it's 9JKL, is my understanding. And in that maze, Feuerstein jumps out and scares you around one corner, and then just as you turn,
Elliot Gould is there.
Yeah, Elliot
David
Gould.
Walton is there. Elliot Gould, yes.
Yeah.
And he's trying to force some melon into your mouth.
No, don't I know it. Well, he thinks it's so delicious, he wants you to try it, but it's like a little too aggressive. And it's pretty scary just to have your brother and your parents living in the two apartments next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the lack of privacy because you can hear everything in every apartment. So, you know.
We can keep talking about this. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
The
show.
An insider's guide to this show. So what?
Brian, Safi, did you do Halloween Horror Nights?
Safi,
did you have a scary maze?
You know, I've never done it. I keep getting invited to, there's some place that everyone takes their kids. And I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a pumpkin.
School. That you're thinking of school.
People keep trying to put me
people
in school.
People want you to go to school.
I'm not going.
I had the same damn thing.
Yes. Exactly.
And, I told him to go. I told him to go and sit on it, sister.
Yeah.
I ain't going to no fucking school.
I'm a fucking third grade dropout,
baby. Teacher, leave those kids alone.
Exactly. No, so I've never been to Hollywood Horror Nights. I've only been to like pumpkin patches. I'm not a big crowd. I am a big scare person, but I'm not a big waiting in line crowd person. I just
no crowds at the pumpkin patch.
I'm above it.
Well, they stay away from you because you go in there and start smashing pumpkins.
I sure do.
Breakdown 1979.
The scariest song of all.
Yeah, it is scary, man, just trying to work with a control freak like Corgan.
Yeah, he's, a big conservative.
Eha told me as much.
What was the lady's name?
Kim.
Karen.
Kim Karen. Welcome to the show, Brian. You do throwing shade.
Mm-hmm.
You're new to the Earwolf Network. Are you just having the best time?
I don't even know. We've been laughing. We come into these halls.
Yes.
We kick off our shoes and we laugh so hard.
All the funniest people in one building.
It hurts, I'm laughing so much.
The funniest people. I mean, everyone just like truly, I collapse every time I walk in this place. So it's
her physical bits.
Yeah. The physical bit. I mean, the pies
she's like Emmett Kelly.
It's true.
It's like working with those jackass guys.
Yes.
Where you can't go around a corner. You're not safe from a big funny joke.
Yes. Exactly. She's like Jason Acuna.
It's the sort of humor that like, you know, to me, it's like the one step below laughing. You know what I mean? And so,
that was a different time. I mean, you kind of compare
much
the 70s.
One.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that.
Nixon, Nam.
Yes. Very interesting. So I can't compare, but this is the next best thing. Obviously, Jackass probably nipping at our heels, but Kirk's sort of a Pontius in her own right, a party boy of sorts. And so that, to me, is why I'm proud to be a part of the Earwolf Network and why I stand strong with my Earwolf Brotherhood, despite the fact that Patreon allows you to make much more money.
Nam Margera, is that something?
Oh, it can be.
It's a combination of two things we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome. And, like, ugh, it's so fun. Like, I will say, like, we do see all the attention you guys are getting now. Like, it is hard to sometimes be like, oh, I remember when that was like us, like when we first showed up.
Was that
up,
you guys at some point?
Yeah.
Oh, like, at cool. one
and
point.
And it's hard
like,
to know. Were, yeah. Like, yeah. Because yeah, yeah. you went, now that you've shown up, the bloom is off the rose a bit with Hayes and I. People kind of know what we are and what our ceiling is.
And
we've
achieved
it, and we're on the way back down.
And I think it's good for you to know that at some point this place will turn on you.
Okay.
They will abandon your show.
They've been trying to get us to add a cute little kid to the show. That's been a big thing.
Whatever happened to Angus, you know who I'm talking
McFadden.
About.
Angus.
Was that his last name?
Maybe.
The guy from Third Rock from the Men? Three and a half men. Two and a half men?
Yes.
What was that show?
Yes.
That guy's around.
Yes. I know. Yes. Angus. We were trying to work him into the show for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I'm sort of a John Cryer type character.
Cool.
No. Stop. Yeah. You know.
Hold on. No, that's not right. nice.
What are you doing with her and on my couch?
Yeah. And I'm
braided
sort
belts,
of.
Pleated pants.
I'm kind of a cat. I'm always writing cat food commercial jingles. And I got all this money and I can't remember who I fucked yesterday.
Yeah, and your untucked short sleeve button down.
The bowling shirt, with the two different colors on it. Sort of
you would love
horizon.
Swingers. Did you see that movie? It's pretty cool.
I've been trying to get him to see it.
To me, I don't want to feel jealous of those guys getting all that poontang, because that's sort of how I view myself. And so when I watch like a Ron Livingston just neck deep in poontang, that's going to make me wish I was in the movie. Yeah. And feeling jealous is one of the feelings I try to avoid now. But we tried to get Angus involved. His hardline Christian values were a stumbling block, but not a brick wall. I feel like we worked it in a natural way. Ultimately, he didn't want to be a part of it because he was used to being on popular shows.
Yeah.
That was a big, we made it all the way through the Christian stuff. And then he was like, okay, so a lot of people like this show, listen to it. And that was the beginning of the end for that.
I do think that it would serve this show well to have a Christian in here. Like, I do think that if you just to sort of keep everything
in check.
Hey,
how about that Christian Bale?
Hey, baby. Dick Cheney, right?
Oh.
Sure. Yeah, that's another guy.
No, isn't he playing Dick Cheney?
Oh, okay.
Bale is?
Yeah, I'm not totally crazy.
I'm
getting out of here.
You're mentioning guys. We were just talking about different guys.
Yeah, Christian Bale. Professionally, you and I are done.
So we're doing the show.
Yeah.
We have Brian here.
Brian's here. What are we going to talk about with Brian? Everyone's wondering who listens.
So we do have a project that we've been working on for a long time, a large-scale venture that's based on stuff that's happening in the news. And what's been happening is that we've been listening to the news and watching TV and just getting more and more mad and upset. And a lot of it is this football stuff.
Yeah. I, of course, don't have a TV, and is that interesting? But I've been watching some of Hayes' TV, mm-hmm. and I've also had my little cousin Sam. Say hi, Sam.
Hi, guys.
I've had my little cousin Sam showing me some of this stuff on his phone. He's got one of these new ones.
And you have a portable DVD player that sometimes, I'll burn games for you. And
How many inches is your TV? What's the inch?
Mine is 55 inches deep.
Oh, so it must be very old.
One of
the first?
Well, it's a TV, so it's not that old. I mean, TVs weren't
TVs invented right. around
and
that
I guess
long.
In the grand
TVs weren't
scheme.
Invented that long ago.
Right, okay.
But the screen itself is not that big, but the actual volume of the TV, like how much liquid it would hold if you hauled it out, is huge. It could be a bath.
Oh,
but the
that's
volume
great.
Yes. of the TV is very low. Yes, you can't that's, hear anything.
That's why I clarified the actual volume.
I see.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and it comes out the back, so you have to kind of like
if you could be in two places at once.
Well, you hold it up to a mirror, and so you can sit in the back where the sound is coming out, mm-hmm. and you can watch the TV itself in the mirror.
Okay. It looks kind of like a barber pole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
but
great.
A huge one. It's not a TV for like dumb people.
It honestly doesn't even sound like a TV. But I'm glad that you have something rigged.
Okay. Well, it has football on it, as we said.
So, and we're here to talk about football. And my portable DVD player, just in case we want to talk about the size of it, is...
What's the inch?
Well, it's paper thin.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a centimeter.
Oh.
If that. How thick is paper?
Thicker than paper. That's thicker than paper.
Is it?
That would be pretty thick paper. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then scratch that. It's like a freaking milliliter.
A milliliter.
Wait, it's a bushel.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty thin.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's heavy as hell, man. This thing, it's heavy, dude. Dog, try carrying that thing up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
You know, I've fucking ripped open like two different backpacks.
Cool.
Ripped a hole through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, running.
They just go right through them.
Trying to run up to the top of the Empire State Building with my DVD player.
Mm.
So, it's still working after ripping through a backpack, falling down all those stairs.
Well, it's a good investment then.
Yeah, I know. You can't see anything on it. The screen's black.
What better feeling than to run to the top of the Empire State Building and watch the movie Race at the top?
Mm-hmm.
That one about the guy, the Olympics.
Mm.
You remember?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
It came out like last
year. The Blade Runner.
Okay. I went in to get a haircut the other day, and the guy said, let me guess, you want the Ryan Gosling Blade Runner 2049? So I guess a lot of people are asking for that.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't get it, but sorry.
That's good.
What movie haircut did you get?
I ended up going with Kevin Costner, Swing Vote.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, the old ball cap that I guess, is that your hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like a baseball. That's the great thing, is it provides shade.
It looks like a really worn-in old ball cap.
It is. It is, and they give you a polo shirt, and yeah it's great. It's great. I didn't love that movie, but I love the cut, you know? Mm-hmm.
Didn't love Swing Vote. Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have.
No, it's interesting is all.
I mean, just say nothing. You know, like better to just say nothing about
it.
You know?
I hate having opinions on things.
And this is the guy who wants me to watch Swingers.
Right?
Right? But he don't like Swing Vote.
No, he don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's cool,
I guess. I'll think about it. No, but it's okay.
Okay.
No, but we're friends still. Let's talk about football. We've been getting so mad as Hayes watches TV and I borrow some burned DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been really getting very
pissed.
We've
been freaking out.
Yeah, and screaming and stomping around.
All this stuff. The players, the coach.
Oh, and not even mentioned some of the friggin' executives.
Yes, the boss. Forget it.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the cheerleaders?
No.
They're not innocent.
No. They're a huge part of
concessions.
This. Concessions. Yes, that guy.
This.
Yes,
everyone's
the food guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hot beer here. You know?
Yes. Chill the beer.
Get your hot beer.
It's over. We're done. We aren't going to do it anymore.
We're officially, and we've been trying to give them a chance and give them some space to kind of regroup and fix some of the issues. And we didn't want to do this, to take an American institution and completely gobble up their fucking lunch and come in with a new league that's even better than the NFL. And
we hate destroying big institutions.
Yeah,
because it's only when we have to, when our hand is forced, that we do it.
It's part of the fabric of America. And it's never my choice to destroy American institutions first. What I do first is I just sit and I watch.
And I go,
be very careful.
Yeah.
And then one false move, bang, I bring in a new league that's better than the NFL.
I hated doing it with church.
You guys brought that down. That hurt my heart. That hurt my heart to do that.
Yeah. The American car industry.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point you have to say, stop it. See ya, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. I did it to the leftovers. We all were watching the leftovers. Everyone. And then I was just like, you know what? This is done.
Bye.
We got to have a different.
David Spaded you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. David Spaded. We got to have a different morose HBO show. And I invented Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry, leftovers, but you're left out? No.
Something over?
Well, oh, yeah, it's over. No, wait. You know what? Sam?
Sam, you think of
something.
Can
you mark this?
Just sitting there.
We're going to come back in.
No, Sam, I honestly think, you know, Sam can do one thing for this show, which is come up with something for that spot.
That's great.
You guys are usually so good at wordplay, so I'm surprised that no one could do.
Well, when you listen to the show, you don't hear this part. We cut this out.
Oh, okay.
But what it'll often be is.
Oh, I see.
We'll come up with an area. It's not like we do nothing.
A week
later. This is like 95% there. We come up with the area like this.
Got it.
And then we say, Sam, maybe just like take two steps across the finish line with this thing.
What wording do you want me to come up with?
Okay, so it's like, so I was talking about how I kind of like got rid of the leftover, which doesn't even really make sense. But I ended it.
And it's like a goodbye, see you later to the leftovers.
He's had two examples of things, and then my example was the leftovers. I don't know why.
Mine were sort of on concept of like big American institutions.
Like
the NFL.
So like and it's funny.
And Sean went a different direction, which is
totally different.
Yes.
But it put me in a spot where I needed to have a really good zinger to justify having taken us completely off the idea.
What if you said left no-vers?
No, take your time. You have the rest of the show.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
But we do need options. So just come up with a few options for, something to say like see you later to the leftovers and they never recover. So we're doing a new football, Brian.
Yeah. It's finally time.
That's what we've decided to do is do a new football.
Yeah. And I got to say, it hurts my heart to have to do it. But that might be actually just my diet or something.
So is it still football?
Well, we'll see.
Well, we're going to find out. I think it is, but I don't think we need to use that weird ball.
The actual ball. We still call it that name. The name has a lot of like brand value, but the ball, people hate this ball.
Yeah, but why is it called football when you don't even use your feet?
Thank you, Brian. So that I hadn't even thought of.
Yeah.
That's funny,
it's
man.
So, no, because when I go
Brian, you know what? You're in. You're into this.
I'm in.
We're bringing you in. I was just going to make you watch us while we talked about it, but I actually think Brian should contribute to this.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts.
And I'm starting to see what these other earwolf people were saying.
I know a lot about it.
These other earwolf people were all going like, you got to have Brian. He's great. And I was like, oh, I'm on to watch me do my thing. and now I'm going, oh, no. Maybe he should be allowed to sprinkle some stuff
I like what I'm hearing of that he knows about the rules, some of this stuff.
Yes.
Because he knows what you can't do.
Well, when I go to Europe, which is every weekend.
Love Europe.
I love Europeans. Mm-hmm. You know, I love every single one of them. There's
the middle of Europe.
Yes. That's what here I would never go to the middle.
No.
But in Europe, I
the middle's
go
good
right
there.
To the middle.
Yes.
I ignore the coasts. But they laugh too at the idea that this is football. You know what I mean? And I've done PowerPoints, I've done different presentations of a way that I could change up the game.
Wow.
I just thought of now taking the foot out of
it. So you're really smart about this stuff.
I am very smart.
Wow.
I'm very, very smart. And I don't know. I feel like fuck handball.
Yeah.
Call it that.
I love that you're so smart and that you're so smart and you're like fucking didn't go to school. That's like me.
Yeah.
Well, I did go to Harvard, I guess, and all my rich cronies are the people who gave me all my opportunities.
Yeah. So I guess that's the opposite of not going to school.
Yeah, I guess I went to Harvard and all my opportunities came from my rich cronies and I just could have done anything, but instead I'm like just jerking off in Hollywood.
And I did Second City, which is a kind of
Hayes went to Second City.
So wait, you're a comedian?
I think Second City's bullshit because they pay their performers. Oh.
We are working on
that. Do
they
really? Is that a real thing?
We are working on doing the models of some of these other places that don't do that stuff. Because you can actually get rich not paying people.
Yeah. You know what? Believe me, I learned that when I ran Jordache. I didn't pay anybody.
Is there any history of that? Unpaid labor?
Yeah, so we are learning about this over at Second City.
This is my idea for our NFL, which we should come up with a name for it.
Thank you.
Which is that you wanted to call it Fuck Handball.
Yeah.
What about
Fuck Ball?
That's pinned at the top. So do we want to call it something? Second City could be cool. Do we want to call it something? And then do we want to not pay these guys? Because these rich crybabies with all their millions are now ruining my country.
Well, I think one of the teams could be – all the teams have to have a city. So one of the teams should be the Second City Shortformers.
Oh, that's great.
They do short form improv.
And then you could cut the halftime show because I think the players should have to do the halftime show and they should be doing short form. I would love to see – you know what I mean?
Yes.
Can I talk about the NFL and how barbaric it is?
Yeah.
And can we say for a second that in our league we're going to have a gentleman's agreement that if it seems like I'm going to tackle you, you just say, hey, I'm tackled.
Yes.
Or you just stop right in front of that person, so you run at full speed, and then when you're about to tackle them, you just halt.
Yes.
And then that person falls to the ground on their own.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you announce yourself as you're coming. You're like not just trying to sneak up on them.
Is there a TV tag version of this? Do you guys ever play TV tag
hell
as a kid?
Yes.
Hell TV baby. Tag.
You know, that could be fun. Hell yes. Because that sort of weaves in some other stuff that people like.
Yeah,
you know?
The Brady Bunch.
And a skill for players could be like, oh, the friggin' Smurfs. You know, and then you can't tackle them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a TV tag version of the NFL?
And I think all this like running up on guys, I think there should be at least one guy who gets to just run around wherever he wants with the ball and no one is trying to surprise him or stop him or anything.
And can't stop running the whole
game.
And
honestly, I think this is my idea for this whole league. It's my team. I own the team. So it should probably be me.
Oh, yeah.
It's just only fair.
You know who I think it should be? Colin Kaepernick.
Okay. Yeah, that would be – okay. So that would be a good way to advertise our league, that we are hiring him.
But to do something separate.
To do something else, and we'll be punishing him sometimes as well. To make everyone happy, we are giving him a job.
But we're forcing him to run all the time.
Yes, he has to run all the time.
He has to run all the time.
Even when he's really tired.
He's not part of the game, and he's in trouble.
Yes, and we're yelling at him and mad at him for the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good solution. That will get everyone from the NFL over to our side because we're paying him and also giving him punishment.
It does. It's giving everyone – it's satisfying all parties.
Mm-hmm. Which is big – that's what we want with this league is everyone loves it.
Oh, by the way, let's solve the easiest problem first. All this hullabaloo about the national anthem, which – kind of fucking sucks anyway.
It's impossible to sing.
Let's not worry about like who's standing, who's sitting. Let's just pick a song that gets everybody on their fucking feet. Roar by Katy Perry.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
You play that shit and it's not going to be a question of who's sitting or who's protesting. It's just going to be like fucking butts bopping around, people feeling empowered.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Katie might like that, And then maybe she comes to a game and starts throwing the ball.
If we could think of, yeah, actually, if Katie might like to hear her song every once in a while instead of the national anthem guy.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about this.
I love, you know, and the NFL has never thought, like, would Katie like this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a distinctive, you know what I mean? Because she is empowering and she takes shit from, I hate saying that word.
Yeah.
She takes it from no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, and I actually have asked her how many fucks she gives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's low.
She looked she looked in her pockets. She did this like very dramatic thing.
Did she cut her hair while she was staring at you saying she gives no fucks?
Showing that she gives. She was looking in her hair for fucks. She was like cutting her hair to see if there were any fucks in there and she found none.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She also empowers young women and I don't know that there should be any in the league. I'm not sure. Do we want to mixed?
So this is another good question. We do want everyone to like this and be happy with us.
So we should put women in the league.
So maybe we should put women in the league.
But you can't tell which ones they are.
Yeah.
If everyone has to wear like a robot suit.
Like, you guys are good with this.
Yeah, yeah.
You and Aaron, like, you are, like, good at, like, helping us maybe not get in trouble with this thing. Yeah,
which we have been not doing great at.
Okay, well, the first thing you need to do is ignore that I brought it up.
Okay.
Like maybe I shouldn't have. But the second
But we gotta do something about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would
Let's face it. There's women.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make up more than 50% of the population.
And we want this league to embrace that. Embrace that fact.
Well, Katy Perry's a good start.
It's not just make up numbers, you know. Like,
right. I think Katy Perry's a good start. Everyone likes her.
That's good.
And I think
sorry, really quickly, just
see, and that's unlike, you just unlike, interrupted me.
Unlike, shut up. So, unlike your show, people actually get their news from our show a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So, we're not as free to just make up a number as you are.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
People are coming here to get their news.
I see.
So, and this is big news about a big new league. A lot of people are going to be sharing this, clicking this, we hope.
Clicking
and so, we don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, we don't want a fake number here. Mm-hmm. What we want is just the truth. And so now you can stop shutting up.
I'm going to be quiet.
And you, no, stop
shutting
up.
Oh, stop being
quiet. And then you can say what you want to say, but just do it keeping in mind, let's follow the rules a little.
Okay. So does that part air, the part you just said to me?
That's the most important
part.
Oh, yeah.
That's the teaser.
And we'll put a little musical track under it of like kind of threatening music.
All right, so do are we still doing helmets now that we're not tackling? I feel like yes.
But what I was going to say is it's a genderless league because everyone's dressed like a giant robot. What are the Pacific Rim? A kaiju?
Kaiju.
Everyone's dressed as a kaiju.
Everyone's a kaiju.
Yeah.
And at that point, it doesn't matter, male, female, and then you would know the term for but whatever else, but that it's just doesn't know who gives a shit.
But all the kaiju should have like parts.
Oh yeah, no, they should be like very anatomical. Sexualized.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have to match the person. It could be a guy dressed in a kaiju who's got like.
God,
you know,
I'm gonna be honest. No one fucking knows kaiju. Okay, like that movie was a huge disappointment to everybody.
Brian, they're doing another one. Brian,
they're
There's
not
a
really.
Second one.
The numbers
How's
bear
that?
It out.
Is it gonna be called Chappie?
Yes, Big Chappie.
Well,
giant
that's a
Chappie come out of the ocean.
Are they going to make another Alien Covenant?
And I'm just throwing this out. This
you
is,
find out at the end that it's another alien.
I don't know if this works in the league or not. Chappie Gilmore. I don't know what we do with it.
That's I think it works.
That's another something.
That might be part of
the
league.
Yeah, we can definitely
that's
do
like
something
a halftime
with
show at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Get Sandler in there, you know? I think he'd
love
Katy
Perry's doing it, she should probably be like, we know she loves basketball from the video. From the
Swish
Swish Swish video.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And so she should probably be doing funny basketball during the game.
And
everyone else is playing our game. She's doing comedy basketball.
And bringing up, and I have to say, she is so good. Like, did you ever see that video where she wears those braces? I wanted Earwolf to do that podcast.
Yes.
She just wears braces.
She's Buster Keaton, like another one of these Couric types.
I don't know who that is, but she's like Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
If
you know
we
what I
get
mean?
Her and Nicki Minaj to both be doing goofy, awkward teen girl characters.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm watching funny basketball almost as much as I'm watching the fuckball league.
I do want to say, though, like, I know that.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So, like, that's cool.
Is that okay to call it fuckball? It's Brian's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll draw up. I'll have my attorneys are outside and my publicist and my agent and my manager and
great.
All my different my
they,
team
and they can
my
draw squad. They can draw something up.
They can draw up the papers. Yeah.
Who else at Earwolf has your publicist? Let's talk about who at Earwolf uses a publicist.
I think me, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Kirk.
Yeah,
you got it.
Who? What's the other? Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
Matt Lauer.
Okay. Wow. I don't think of him as an Earwolf personality, but
that's your loss. Charlie Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quayle.
Okay. Yes.
Marilyn Quayle.
Sure. They should merge their podcast.
They refuse.
Okay. I was always wondering what the deal was there.
Ted
Bundy.
Bundy and Kaczynski.
Mm. Dream team.
Mark. Yep. I mean, together they are.
Either one of them can be a little much. But they balance.
They balance each other out in a nice way.
Is Jeffrey Dahmer still alive? That's a real question.
Don't think so.
Let me just set.
Believe he was killed.
He what? Well, you mean? Well, he wasn't killed.
I think he got killed.
He did. He got murdered.
I think he got murdered in prison.
Is that true?
I just texted our mutual friend, and he said that yes.
Oh, he's dead.
He was killed in prison.
I believe he got murdered.
Well, that's too bad. I mean,
he lives on through his stories.
Yeah.
You know, what's your legacy?
You die when the last person utters your name. Mm-hmm. That's when you really die. Mm-hmm.
So you're keeping him alive. I mean, you're.
I don't want that responsibility. I feel like I shouldn't.
You just did it.
Oh,
like you just did it. So it's not, I'm not laying it on you. Like you fucking said his name.
Yeah, I don't like that language, and I don't appreciate being called a Dahmer. A man. Okay. A merman. Yeah. I don't appreciate being called a merman.
A dominatrix.
Mm. Certainly.
So we were talking about the football game. All these guys are running around. We need a new ball.
Anybody else agree with a ton of what Ted Kaczynski was saying?
Did Kevin just come and go?
He did.
Kevin! You just come and leave?
Kevin, we're doing a new football league, so yeah, we might need a friggin' intern or something.
The Ted Kaczynski stuff. Yeah, well, we're living in the universe that he predicted right now.
Mm-hmm.
With the computers.
With how the football and computers are doing. Please don't turn my volume way up.
Yeah, that was so
what
aggressive.
A nasty kid today.
He turned everyone's up.
What a
you're being
stinker.
A freak.
He's being a fucking stinker. And then
what we did for you.
Thank you very much.
On my show, we were big on like anti-bullying. So I don't know. I don't like this. Like, I agree that Kevin asked for it, but I don't like the bullying.
Okay.
So. Yeah. And what are the numbers on being called a stinker and what that does to you later in life?
It's approximately 30%.
30%.
Yeah. End up working for Dial, Ivory, all the soap company, because they rebel against it so hard.
Against stinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes you smell. Soap makes you smell good.
The war on stinking in this country.
Mm-hmm. So, Brian, well, maybe when you hear this, you'll change your tune about
stop fucking with this shit. Because now I can't hear out of one ear.
It's doing something to mine. And I'm not even plugged into that one. What are you doing?
I'm really sorry.
Just don't touch it. Why do you even need to hear yourself?
Okay, I'll take mine off.
Yeah, man. And do not put it near.
And I agree.
You know what? This would be great for the football league. I feel like the beginning should just be someone listing all the rules of the game.
Yes.
And it takes about 50.
Do this, do not do this. Because they never say what's happening. In those games, in the NFL games, they keep breaking the rules. And it's like, well, maybe if you said beforehand what we were even supposed to do.
Exactly. Like,
they're getting in trouble all the time on the field, and I'm not really thrilled with watching people get in trouble.
Mm-mm.
And it's also like what happens when you get in trouble is they just go like, oh, go stand over there and do it again.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's what they say. That's what they
say.
Except
stand a few feet further back.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. It gives them more room to run up and get momentum and
do even
break
bigger
the rules
trouble.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, let's give these guys a little whack on the can never hurt anybody. Let's give them a paddling.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let's bop them
What's
on
the can in this situation?
A little whack on the can. Your keister, baby.
The tushy.
Oh, Bubba. Sure, babe.
Come on, babe.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
Fuck yeah.
It's your fucking...
Fuck shag, baby.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, one big paddle.
Yeah. There's a huge paddle, mm-hmm. and everybody know, and you can see it. They introduce it like it's one of the players.
Mm-hmm. That's cute, and you can put a little face on it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
They throw it out of the tunnel when this...
Uh-huh.
when it's supposed to run out.
And they make a screaming noise.
Yes.
The paddle! So it throws it.
Yeah. And then
that should be the climax of the game. Go ahead.
Oh, the end of the game to be introducing the paddle. Or, well, the climax isn't necessarily the end.
Yeah. There's a denouement of the game.
Yeah, after, I think that would be interesting.
Where that would be nice if everyone kind of wound down and talked about what lessons they learned at the end of the game.
Thank you.
Some heart moments.
I want the classic network TV setup for this game where in the fourth act, I want one character to say they're sorry and I want another character to say, no, I'm sorry.
That could
I
be
was
great.
Wrong. No, I was wrong.
To learn a lesson. And yes. if they learn the same lesson in every game, all the yes. better.
Uh-huh. Because manners are dead. And I feel like what Thank a great you. Opportunity to Thank revise you. One of the most brutal games in the biz and bring something nice
Some
to
manners.
It. Yes.
Some manners.
And, you know. And womanners. And so.
Exactly.
And so we're being equal.
Yeah.
Has PC culture gone too far?
Not far enough.
Okay. So I was thinking,
did you
if
say
we're not,
BC culture, like the yeah. comic strip?
Yeah, BC, yes. BC culture.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you said. I agree. We should have more of the comic strip BC.
The clams are money.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking about is if we're not going to use a football because we all agree that ball is insane and stupid looking, but we do want people to call what we use a football. Do we just make it a freaking frisbee?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then you could put good brands on there.
That's – so if you write a brand on the football, it's spinning too fast to see.
Mm.
With a frisbee, you have an overhead shot. You can always see the logo on the frisbee. I mean, that's spinning too, but sometimes if you throw it really badly.
Well, you could get like one of yeah. those sign spinner signs.
Yes.
And it could just be a sign.
So, yes, that's really – it's even
that
that's even
everything.
That's even bigger Whoa, than a frisbee.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you don't even have to throw it except up in the air you catch it.
And what I'm wondering is do we need players or do we just put a bunch of signs on the field?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're really starting to make some money and no one's getting hurt.
So this mm-hmm. is a good point.
You're just throwing
with
signs.
With a sign spinner, you have to pay them.
You do. That's the –
Or at least
the,
promise them money at some point and then not give it to them.
And they earn mad. A lot. They, yes. We are overpaid.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But why just rest the signs on the ground? The ground's free.
That's right. And you could then – you just got – what a fucking gift. That is a money – you just have
a
stadium full of people looking at signs.
Looking at the signs. That's cheering great. For the signs.
That's great.
And they're like, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it says corn or something. It's like buy corn.
Let's get into the cheerleaders. People know we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
We've said they're complicit in what's going on in the league.
Yeah.
I think they need to be punished. No, not with a big paddle, Brian. No.
I didn't suggest that.
But yeah, he didn't let you.
Yeah.
You were about to.
Okay,
you
fair enough. You were yeah, able yeah. To. Minority report.
Yeah. But yeah, I look, I'm here. I'm a precog. You know what I mean? Put me in my
– Is that why you're so
goo.
Wet?
Yes.
Is that why you're so sticky?
Because he crawls out of the goo.
Yeah. It's maple syrup.
Oh, God.
Huh. Yeah. I smell like breakfast. So what I want to say as a punishment idea for the cheerleaders is maybe they're not allowed in the game for 1 month.
They're grounded.
They're grounded. They're grounded. And if they have good behavior and they're nice,
uh-huh.
okay, come back in for 1 week.
I feel like they're already so punished. They make $5.
Yes.
And invest about $100,000.
Yes.
So five yeah. is too much.
Yeah, five's too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, they can keep the $5.
Yeah.
For standing outside. And think about what that would do to you psychologically. And
they're grounded with pay.
You think about what you've done.
Right.
And to watch everyone going in and to be able to hear them too going, oh, whoa, the Frisbee's on the sign, you know?
Yeah, we should still have the Frisbee resting on one of the signs.
For sure.
You need a ball.
Yeah.
Like some kind of thing.
It's a game. It's still mm-hmm. a game.
Yeah. and they're not allowed to dance.
Right. No, I think that they should also be doing, I don't know if it's, if we're still thinking about the short form thing, they could be doing that outside the stadium.
Like they should be doing short form. Yeah. Thank you. They should be doing party should quirks. Have said they should be doing party quirks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Finish thank this. What is it? Write a book. You know that thing where you say a word, then you say a word, then you say a word, and you tell
one
a story.
One word story.
Mm-hmm. Zip, zap, zop.
This has been my
cause. That's just warm-ups. That's not even short form, really.
Well, then they should be doing, I mean, cheerleaders warm-up.
Let's do warm-ups, yeah.
This has been my cause for a long time is let's bring more women into Whose Line. Whose Line is a sausage fest. Let's get some more women on that
stage. It's an old boys club. Or let's get everybody in some anatomically correct kaiju suits, regardless of gender.
Thank you.
And have them freaking battle it out over a game of, you know, New Choice or Hoedown.
Oh, Dad.
That's great.
Yeah.
Brian, you said earlier that you were talking about us bullying Kevin.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you should hear something that we did that was very nice and was the opposite of
and
bullying.
And maybe Kevin can talk about
it. I'd love to hear it.
Sure. So probably for the last year, Sean and Hayes have been calling me a creep because...
Actually, what's been happening is you've been coming in here and doing some very creepy behavior.
Being a pervert.
And I think we'll spare you by not talking about some of the creepy perverted things that you do.
Sure. So I take photos, as you know.
And I wasn't even going to say it. Right. I wasn't even going to say some of this creepy stuff. But he's coming in here and he's taking creep shots.
He takes dozens of photos without announcing himself. You don't know what angle he's doing necessarily. Maybe one photo shows up on the website, but you know the
others. Yeah, what happened to all those other photos?
That's not the worst question in the world, Kevin.
The gray market.
I will side with them on that. Where do the unused photos go?
In a folder called unused that gets sent to you guys. Ugh.
Oh, so we do
he's getting ready to use them.
Unused for now, it says. It says unused dot, dot, dot for now.
He's going to use them up.
Ugh.
That's right.
So I wasn't even going to mention that, but so now we know some of the stuff that Kevin has been up
to. We know one thing.
Yes.
Okay, so is there anything else?
So they've been calling me, you know, creep, like often when I come in, like taking creep shots and stuff. To the point they've called me that so much that if you Google my name, the first thing that came up was Kevin Bartelt creep for, I guess, quite a while.
This is endemic to the industry.
Yes,
this
sort of thank behavior. You. These industry. Kevin types. I totally agree.
Oh, no,
agree.
I meant the opposite. Yeah.
And they're finally, it's a new day, and we're starting to expose some of these guys. Yes.
I think my words have been wildly misinterpreted. I meant it is endemic to the system, Kevin.
Yeah.
If you ever need a way out, do not call me because I am chock-a-block.
Oh, okay.
But I
he's
will give
very
you the
busy.
I'm very busy. Sure. I go to Starbucks.
He's got his own career to protect.
I have my own career. I run Barnes & Noble.
And you don't know each other that well.
No. We've barely met. But I would say, like, there is a way out, and I'm sure if you Google it, you can find it. But you should.
Yes, I should. So Sean and Hayes were really nice last week and said
he's been complaining about this shit for like a month.
Yeah, I've been very vocal about my dislike for it. So Sean and Hayes offered the Hollywood Handbook fans to Google Kevin Bartelt MMA so that becomes the top result. And people are too afraid to mess with me if they see Kevin Bartelt MMA and Kevin Bartelt creep.
So creep's still there, but it's now third.
Well, I will say, and someone with the signifiers MMA and creep, that is the scariest person of all.
Exactly.
Like that, you don't want to go near a creepy.
Maybe he's getting a little more respect.
Yeah. MMA shot to the top of the list, so that really was effective.
Okay, well then, I think we're at a net zero here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe as part of this league, just to keep this brand out here a little bit, maybe you are on the field doing some MMA among the signs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's got the signs in a friggin', rear naked choke or something.
And then you could be like, the chant could be like sign fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
sign
it could be
fight.
The, like that sign fight halftime show.
And they some of them should be chanting Kevin Bartelt MMA just to keep it up trending.
There.
You would have to go to every single game.
How many games are there?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
And Kevin has stumbled on a really great question.
So far we have one team. So to do a game, we do need at least another team.
Yeah.
Right now we have the Second City short formers.
Yep. And then Kaepernick's not on a team.
No,
he's
no.
involved.
Yeah. He's
got
involved.
A job.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is the Lakers taken? That's a team, right?
Oh, we yeah. should do the Lakers because the Lakers. Everyone will but it'll get recognition. People in the seats.
Yeah.
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 All right, so okay. we have two teams.
So we got two
teams. So there's
teams.
One game in
the But they can't play season. Each other.
No.
They're in the same division.
Oh, yeah, the West Coast?
Mm. Yeah. So
thinking of a way we can spell Lakers different.
L-A-K-E-R-S exclamation point.
That's good. So people would be like, oh, this is an even better version of
yeah,
the
yeah,
Lakers.
Yeah.
That's actually fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So yeah. we have the Lakers. That's another way
That's
to do
another
it.
That's another way to do
no
it.
City.
An article, yeah.
Yes.
The Lakers. Los Angeles, the Lakers.
Los Angeles, the Lakers.
That's okay. The second city short formers. Los Angeles, the Lakers.
The Leaky Lees.
The Leaky
Just
Lees.
In the same, because they're in the same sound area. People don't have to move their mouth too far to say the two team names.
That's true.
To say you know? Yeah, okay.
They don't have to take that tongue all the way around the block.
And the Leaky Lees, are they from a city?
The Leaky Lees?
Yeah.
Hmm, maybe they should be from a planet.
Okay.
Doesn't she kind of sound like an alien?
Okay, what planet are you from? Like the movie.
Maybe I'm leaning Mars.
That's what I was thinking
yeah.
too.
Okay, great.
So the Mars Leaky Lees?
Yeah, the Leaky Mars. Lees from Mars.
That's good.
That's good.
Now, Sam, I know you just you don't have to do it yet, but remember you do have a homework assignment. Well, I just said you don't have to do it yet.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin, you know, we need at least one more team.
Sure.
Four teams that each play each other 1,000 times.
Do you want one from another planet?
No, we just did a planet one.
Okay. How about the Kansas City Good Friends?
Okay. That's something smart, like from a book, you know, like to attract
sure,
some smart people.
Okay. The Shakespearean.
That's good.
Soldiers?
Huh.
How is that good?
Well, Shakespearean, I agree, does like bring in
it just brings in a new
very
audience.
Educated.
Yeah.
Please
I didn't know he's going to do soldiers.
Please don't tell me you, of all people, think Shakespeare wrote those plays.
Oh, God, that's right.
You know what? This is what I will say.
Please don't tell me that you, of all people, the champion of equality, doesn't realize that those plays were written by a woman, Queen something. And that she had to disguise it and say that it was Shakespeare because no one would have accepted these great works
from
of
the
art
queen,
from the fairer sex.
Listen, I would be dead without those words. Those words have saved me time and time again. So I don't care who wrote them.
A little,
I would literally, I have nearly thrown myself off piers until
Morgan.
Those words would
on
hit
Piers
me.
Morgan.
Exactly. I've been on Piers Morgan's show. And I've said, I'm jumping off it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then those words
during
wash over
the commercial
over
me. Break. And then when
yes.
we come back, you're there and you're calm because your best friend was there with you.
That's right.
A little boy in Texas, not in school,
mm-mm.
But like at the arcade or something,
mm-hmm.
reading Shakespeare.
I would always
in the
do
corner,
that.
Just
yep.
to like get through the day at the arcade.
That's right. Everyone would get so mad because I would be at Mortal Kombat.
Sitting
and I would
on the
crack
stool.
Open those volumes right at the because it's the perfect height for reading.
Yes.
And those loser kids behind me would be screaming and yelling, and I would say, 'Twas the night before, or whatever. I would say that first, and then I would go into to be or not to be. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's me, though. That's
Can I tell you something,
me.
Brian?
Yeah.
You sit here and tell me about Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
Wordsworth, friggin' Robert Blake. I can't learn anything from you that I can't learn from a fucking book unless you want to talk about you. Now, that's interesting.
Okay.
Sam, okay.
But you have no questions for me.
I don't know. I mean,
we've been talking a long time.
We have. Yeah. Honestly, it's exhausting. And I don't know how Robert Blake got into this.
I'm like cooked. I'm like done. I am like totally done today.
So now this is the good time.
I just need to get in a tanning bed and just fucking zone out for a couple hours because I am done.
The assignment was Sean was ending the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
As an institution.
Looking back, I really
needed one smart, cool line to say goodbye to the leftovers.
With this amount of distance, I do not know why I did that.
You would say, are you the host of Dirty Jobs? Because I'm about to Mike Rowe wave your leftovers.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Do you want the alternate?
It's a pretty long walk.
You would say, are you the remaining members of TLC? Because your left is over.
Lisa left eye.
Well, left eye.
She
did.
She passed.
I also wrote bend over, leftover.
Boy.
No leftovers for me. I'm a hungry man winner.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
instead of dinner.
Oh, a hungry man winner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I would say, or my last one, I would say, prepare to be scared because I'm going to take you to the last house on the left over.
Ooh.
I like that too. Okay.
The first one is very good.
The first one's very good.
The first one's excellent.
Thank you.
And then the rest also you read.
Yeah. They're on the same page. Yeah.
The last one I is too scary. People don't want to get scared.
Thank you. Yes. And thank you for leaning into our brand.
It's too much of a shock.
It is too scary, and it feels like we're promoting Last Podcast on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am not here to promote. They are not part of the Earwolf family.
What network are they in? Independent, probably.
Kevin, yeah. They do their own thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're smart. Financially, much better decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now I feel like we're praising them. Please listen to Last Podcast on the left.
Get in there. They'll tell you what really happened with Courtney Love.
Because Mike Rowe hosted.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.